Well, Judy, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for being here, Aaron.
Yeah, it's that time of year where people are starting to get their flu shots, October, and that's what I'm here doing today. I'm going to get a flu shot here live on the air. First of all, talk a little bit about the flu shot and what you're going to be doing here as you get me ready.
You bet. You're getting the inactivated flu vaccine. It's a flu shot. It's a dead virus, so it can't cause the flu. It can have some side effects, you know. It can have muscle achiness, soreness, redness at the injection site. You know, but that's about the biggest side effect there is. You know, there's some people who should not get the flu shot if they're allergic to any component of the vaccine. If they have ever had Guillain-Barré disorder or syndrome, they shouldn't get the vaccine. So if you're concerned about it or you're worried about it, talk to your doctor. He'll fill you in on all the details.
All right, and you said there are some side effects. What were those? A little bit of maybe soreness or heaviness?
Soreness, redness, swelling where the shot was given. Some people get a little hoarse, might have a cough. It can cause a little bit of a fever sometimes. But the main side effect is that redness and swelling at the injection site, maybe a little bit of achiness. I haven't got mine yet this year. I'm still going to get it, but the folks in our office that have already gotten it have said, a few said they didn't have anything. A few said, oh, my arm was a little achy. So that's the main side effects.
All right. So how are you going to get me all ready here? Right now I just have a t-shirt on and I have rolled up my left sleeve. I imagine we want to use the hand that's the offhand, right?
You can. It's up to, you know, everybody's a little bit different. The more you use that arm, the less achy it's going to be. So make sure you don't baby that arm today.
So. All right. Well, I won't be babying the arm.
Tylenol, if you notice any achiness or anything, that'll take right care of it. It takes 2 weeks to get in your system. You can still get the flu for the next 2 weeks if you've been exposed already, or if you are exposed in the next 2 weeks, you will still get it. And a big thing to getting a good shot is letting your arm go loose and limp like a noodle. Just let it hang there.
All right, you just rubbed a little alcohol on there, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And now it's going to be about the shoulder, and now she's going to poke.
Yep.
Ow.
Oh, goodness. My goodness. You did awesome.
Ah, okay.
Do you need a sucker?
I might need a sucker. Okay. Let's wait till we get off the air after that.
Okay.
So last winter we had kind of a drier winter, and I don't know if the flu was as pervasive as through that, with it was a little bit warmer, a little bit drier, but we never know what it's going to bring.
You never know. Each year is a little bit different. And they do the research the year before for this year's season to see what strains are out there and how they can best protect us. There's actually 5 places that all this information goes all over the world. They compile their information and then they determine what shot's going to be the best one to protect folks from this year. And influenza, you know, for most of us, you know, you're younger than I am. I'm getting up there. I'm in my 40s. You know, as we get older, our immune system goes down and we develop more chronic illness like diabetes, lung disorders, all that. With influenza, it can exacerbate or makes those illnesses worse. And it can lead to pneumonia. For the very young and the very old, it can lead to death.
And so, yeah, the people most at risk are the elderly and at the very young, I imagine, right?
Yes, very much so. You betcha.
What else should people know about the flu shot or this upcoming flu season? Is there anything that people that's kind of starting to make the rounds in the news already and make the rounds in the medical world?
Well, one thing is, you know, I know there's folks out there that don't ever get the flu shot, and that's okay. That's a choice. The thing is, remember, cover your cough. Protect other people. Cover your cough. Wash your hands. And that's once the ABC song or twice through the happy birthday song. And that's should be effective to kill those germs. So you're not passing that along, but cover that cough.
And how can you tell if you have symptoms of the flu? Maybe someone that doesn't get the shot,
mm-hmm.
They got to be careful they don't get it in time. Can people tell they got it?
Yep. This is the respiratory virus. So a lot of people talk about the flu and they're talking about diarrhea and vomiting. That's a stomach virus. We're talking about upper respiratory influenza. It's fever and chills, sore throat, muscle aches, fatigue, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose. And I've talked to a few people that's had influenza. And they said they thought they were dying. I mean, you know, it was pervasive. It lasts about 7 to 14 days. So, you know, go in and get checked out. Call before you go. Tell your doctor you think you have symptoms of the flu and they can test you. But they also want to protect the folks that you're coming into the clinic with.
All right. Well, as we kind of wrap up here, my arm's pretty good. I feel a little bit of soreness, but that's probably just my brain thinking that too more than anything.
Is this the first flu shot you've gotten here?
Second one. First one in like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, good for you.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Judy.
Thank you for coming.